Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, in honor of National Police Week, I'm talking with Keota Police Officer Doug Conrad.
How long have you been the police officer for Keota?
I've been in Keota 26 and a half years, the last 19 by myself.
What was your experience in your career prior to that?
My career prior to that was college and high school, and I came to Keota, actually took the job my second year in college, and worked weekends until I graduated. So this is the only place that I've worked.
Wow. And are you originally from Keota or the area?
Yes, ma'am. I grew up just south of town, went to school here, have a lot of family and friends here, been here my entire life.
Tell me then how the experience as being a police officer at Keota, if it has changed or evolved much in the 26 years that you've been in the position.
It's changed a lot. And as we watch the national news, especially in the last 10 or 15 years, the world seems to be getting more and more violent all the time. And that hasn't only been in large communities. Obviously, we had an officer that was killed in Keokuk County 6 years ago. We had another fatal incident with a suspect just a little over a year and a half ago. It's changed. It used to be a lot more of the community policing and putting on programs and the minor types of offenses. And now it's training for the worst-case scenario. It's been a lot of time getting ready for the next bad thing to happen. That's the biggest change that I've seen, and also the attitude towards police. And it's not as prevalent, I don't think, in smaller communities as it is in large communities, but you still have the mentality that police aren't good and that we're constantly trying to overcome that.
What is it like working as, you said most of your career that there was another officer that you worked with, but tell me what it is like being, let's say, a one-man department for Keota.
It's tough. You're on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. A good thing, which also makes it more difficult, is you get more involved in people's lives. You know everybody personally. Yes, this is my hometown. It's where I grew up, but if you are a police officer in a small town and it does not become your hometown within a short number of years, then you're probably in the wrong place. You have to develop relationships and work towards, making it the best place for your family, for other people's families that you can. It's kind of a balancing act, but like I said, if not necessarily about being my hometown, I mean, obviously this is where I grew up, but if you're going to work in a small town, you have to develop those relationships, and it's just different than larger departments.
What do you think are your biggest concerns or priorities as far as the safety of Keota right now?
One of my biggest worries is that one of these shooting incidents will take place here or close. In Ohio, we just had an officer that was killed in a community with 600 people. So it's not just in large communities that these things are happening. So that's why I work really hard to maintain the skill set that is necessary to attempt anyway to handle a situation that would come up like that. As far as safety or other issues, burglaries and sex abuse cases, things like that, I mean, those are always things that you have to deal with and kind of almost the norm. Try to keep it in check as best you can. But then probably the most important things I do are spending time at the school with the kids. I'm the DARE officer for the school. I'm always down there talking to the little kids, the kindergartners, the preschoolers, about wearing their bicycle helmets and stranger danger and all of those kind of things. That's probably the most important thing that I do, is they're giving kids the tools to help them stay happy and healthy and safe.
Being in this career for so long, what is it that about being a police officer that continues the career for you? What do you get out of your job?
I enjoy dealing with people. I enjoy the interaction. I enjoy that it's really something different almost every day. There's a lot of the same mundane, the paperwork and different things, but for the most part, you're able to talk to people and help them, if they're having a difficult time in their life and just need you know, resources or advice, you can, you know, either I know that stuff because I've been at this as long as I have, or I can find answers for them. So, you know, being able to help people, you know, it just stays interesting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Keota Police Officer Doug Conrad. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.